Good morning. It's Morning Edition from NHPR. I'm Jessica Hunt, and it is Election Day across New Hampshire today. Voters are heading to the polls to weigh in on local elections, including in Manchester, where a high-profile mayoral election is on the ballot. Morning Edition host Rick Ganley is at the Bridge Cafe on Elm in Manchester this morning, and he joins us now. Good morning, Rick.
Morning, Jessica. Thanks again. We are at the Bridge Cafe here on Elm. We'll be here for another hour or so. We are talking to people about the mayoral election. In fact, we just saw candidate Joyce Craig was in getting some coffee and talking to some potential voters as well. By all accounts, polls are getting busy, and people have been coming through and joining us now to talk a little bit more about not only what's happening here in Manchester, but what's happening around races in the state. Trent Spinner, editor of the Union Leader and NHPR's own Paige Sutherland, who has been at the polls today to talk about some of the races and the ballot issues that voters are deciding on. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for coming in. Let's start with the Manchester mayoral race between Joyce Craig and incumbent Ted Gatz. It's Trent. What do you expect from voters today?
Well, I think it's really going to deter. I think voter turnout will determine what happens today. I think if you look back at some of the older numbers, right, in 2011, Gatzis wins by, he has 10,000 votes out of 14,000 total voters. In 2013, there are 15,000 voters. 2015, 20,000 total voters. He only wins that race by 64 votes. Mm-hmm. So I think depending on where we are today, right, if we're in the 19,000 range of total voters, I think Gatzis might be able to pull this off. I think if we're more than 20,000 or even up over 21,000, which is, I think, what the Craig campaign is hoping for, I think they pull off a win. So I think we're really going to be looking at turnout to see how many people are showing up, and I think that will help determine this election.
And, of course, there are some other issues, particularly of Keno on the ballot. What's been the reaction to that electronic gambling game throughout the state, you think, in general, and how is that going to affect turnout, do you think?
I think that people are going to show up to vote for Keno in Manchester.
I think that's a real motivator.
Yes, I do. I think that there are a number of people who want to see Keno in Manchester. Now, I think that's different in other communities. Mm-hmm. I think that Manchester and Nashua will probably approve Keno, and I think that there are other cities in that won't. So I think that, yes, I think that that will motivate some people to turn out. Now, the question is, how many people are turning out voting for Keno who didn't or weren't going to vote for one of the mayoral candidates? That's a big question.
Yeah. Paige, what's your sense of that? You've been at the polls this morning early on. Was there a good turnout? Where were you, first off?
Yeah, so I was at Ward 1 and mm-hmm. Ward 2. They already saw a couple hundred, and I was there, you know, right at 6:30. So yeah. A lot of people, big rush right before work. And, you know, the big divider here is that people are really strong in education. That's what brings them out, or for taxes. So those are the big issues that I'm hearing. And you know, as we know, Joyce is big on education. Gatzis is big on taxes, and like Trent said, the turnout will really decide that election. And when it came to Keno, it was kind of a mixed bag. With the way the legislature passed it, passing Keno means more money for full-day kindergarten. I think that's really tears people up. A lot of people I've talked to were not really for gambling, but are for full-day kindergarten, having more money come in that way.
So how do you see that leaning as far as Manchester is concerned?
I think that Keno will pass overwhelmingly in Manchester. I think that some people just think, oh, why not? We already have lottery here, and then, you know, we might as well raise some more money for education.
Yeah. We're talking to Trent Spinner, editor of the Union Leader, and our own Paige Sutherland today here at the Bridge Cafe on Elm in Manchester. Paige, you've been covering the possibility of a performing arts center opening in downtown Nashua. The city's aldermen voted against the $15 million proposal back in September. But voters are deciding today on whether lawmakers should reconsider. This is a non-binding referendum. What have you heard from voters on how they're feeling about that proposal in Nashua?
So I think voters weren't really that well informed of this performing arts proposal, but there's really been a grassroots effort that has been working for weeks. They've raised a couple thousand dollars. They have signs all up all over the city. They have mailers out. So I think they've really worked hard to get out that vote. Whether that will stick is tough to say, because it is a $15.5 million project, which for a lot of conservative taxpayers, you know, that's a big amount of money to pay on something that, you know, is a performing arts center they might not use, or you know, think they can come to Manchester to get that, can come to Concord. So that's going to be a tough one. I mean, it seems like they've been really working hard to get out that vote, but whether they can get people to kind of sign up for a $15.5 mm-hmm. million proposal.
Is that a motivator for people to get to the polls, do you think, in Nashua?
I think because there isn't a mayor's race, so that's another thing, is not only do they have to convince people to be okay right. with this project, but people don't want to vote in Nashua if there isn't really a mayor's race. It's just aldermen. You know, those usually are the lowest turnout elections.
Yeah, and there's nothing else there that's necessarily the big draw.
Exactly. Like here in Manchester, people are going to come out because it's a mayor's race. Yeah. You know, people care about that.
Sure. Trent, Manchester saw record-breaking numbers in both drug fatalities and overdoses in September, although numbers overall for the year seem like they could be down. But, you know, we've been reporting that more than 50% of voters in the Manchester area think the drug crisis is the number one issue. How do you think that's going to affect today's turnout?
That's a great question, and that's something that we are really looking at. I think Paige hit the nail on the head when she said that the Gatzes campaign has really focused on taxes. The Craig campaign has really focused on education. Now, obviously, both of them have been speaking to the opioid crisis, and they have some proposals, but I think voters understand that this is not just a city issue. It's a state issue. It's a national. It's an international issue. And so one of the biggest questions I have coming out of today is how much do voters care about what the mayor of Manchester thinks about the opioid crisis? How much do they think that the mayor of Manchester can make a difference on this versus how much do they think this is more of a national kind of president level thing? I think it's been interesting to see the polling change. For the first time, the opioid crisis is the number one issue in the state, surpassing the economy, which has been the number one issue for more than a decade. And so I think that's a great question to see how much of an impact this plays.
Same question to you, Paige.
Yeah, I think what's interesting, I actually did a story on that, you know, because for the past couple of years, the opioid crisis has been the top issue on voters' minds. And the thing that I've been hearing is even from very stark Joyce Craig supporters, they're saying, as much as I want to, you know, default Gatzes for this, I can't. You know, they're both very strong on the opioid crisis. They have different proposals how to tackle it, but they have both invested a lot of time, money, changed policies, proposal policies. So I think it's hard to kind of say one's strong on the opioid crisis and one isn't in this race. They're both pretty out front on this crisis.
But, of course, always politicians keep to take the blame or the credit, fairly or not. And I'm wondering, do you think voters are thinking about that, whether heading to the polls? Is that something that really affects the decision when they go in and make their vote?
I think it definitely could. I mean, Joyce Craig has been very strong on that. Every time she's out on the stump, she says, look at the overdose numbers. They are only going up. Clearly, Gatzes isn't doing his job. More needs to be done. So whether that rhetoric has really stuck with voters, I guess we'll see. But she definitely has been pushing it very hard.
And I think the question is, how much of a motivating factor is it, right? Like, you have people, and we've seen this through the last, you know, through all the previous elections this decade in Manchester. You have people who care about the tax cap, right? And that gets them to come out and vote. You have people who care about education. That gets them to come out to vote. Can you take somebody who is a pro-tax cap? I voted for Ted Gatzes every single election since 2011, and say, you know, I don't think he's doing a good enough job on the opioid crisis, and that's going to make me change my mind.
Yeah,
that's really the question. How many people are you going to be able to change? How many people are going to be able to swap because of that issue? And you know, I just don't think it's a huge number. I don't think that, you know, for Gatzes, he's been representing Manchester in some way or another since 2000, right? Like, people aren't undecided about Ted Gatzes. They're not undecided between Joyce Craig and Ted Gatzes.
We'll certainly see how what's going to matter later today. We're out of time, unfortunately, for this segment. But Trent Spinner, editor of the Union Leader, NHPR's own Paige Sutherland, joining us at the Bridge Cafe on Elm Street in Manchester this morning as we broadcast live. It is Election Day across the Granite State. We'll have much more from the cafe here on Morning Edition from NHPR.